popped up. I was like, oh shit. Hi.
It's good to see you. This is Sandra Seeger.
Oh, are we here? Okay. Hi.
I told you.
I thought you were teasing me. That was a trick. It was a trick, people. It was a trick.
Welcome to episode 40. And
this 40. Come on. Like 40.
That's a big deal.
Happy anniversary, Sandra.
Happy anniversary. This episode is titled Food Network Star.
Aww.
Did you even notice that?
No, I didn't notice that. I'm sorry. Where does it say that at?
Very top of... Okay, sorry, that's my dog.
I hope so.
I'm Sandra Seegers, and I am with the Frosted Swirl Bake Shop. We didn't introduce ourselves last time, and I think that was a little... Maybe it's been a little confusing.
Yes, we had a lovely message from Barbara Almond. I don't know if you're listening, Barbara, but hi, and thanks for listening. She asked, because we hadn't introduced ourselves, she couldn't tell which one was which, and I said, you're right. We did not introduce ourselves. We just jumped into talking. So I am Cynthia Raven with Sugar Chat Cookie Studio, and here with my bestie, Sandra, Frosted Swirl Bake Shop.
Yeah, I think we need to preface all of these by... We have gotten so comfortable doing this.
That's what I was going to say. We're just like all over the map now. So.
We just jump in and we just start talking. And I know we always say, oh, we've talked a lot beforehand. And we always do. And then we're like, oh, yeah, let's record. And then.
She just tricked me. So.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So Food Network Star. First of all, let me say I am incredibly proud of you for doing that, because I know that it can be me as one. I couldn't. I would be so nervous and so anxious about it. So I think that everybody that puts themselves out there, it's a big deal. It is a huge deal. And I am so glad that you had a watch party and invited me, because it is a big deal. Not everybody can say that they have been on a show.
I've been on Food Network, yeah. I mean, I am so, thank you, Sandra. That means a lot. It really does. It means so much to me. And I was glad you were here Sunday, because I was very nervous, mostly because I didn't know, you know, we don't get a sneak peek of what they're going to show. And the competition is 7 hours. So clearly that 7 hours is not going to be on TV. You know, they pare it down tremendously. And so you don't know what edits are going to be done or how you may be portrayed or any of those things. So that part was very nerve-wracking to me, just the unknown, which anybody that knows me and the control freak that I am, you know, that was very hard for me. So
I listen back to our podcasts, because I'm the wizard behind it all. I download it, I upload it, I listen to it before it gets published after we record, and I hear myself. I'm not looking at myself. I hear myself, and it makes me stop and think, ooh, you know, I pause sometimes. So I can't imagine the anxiety of seeing yourself. You know?
Yeah. No, I was wondering.
You have zero control over that.
Right. And I don't know, like, did my, you know, the fat above my bra on my back show on something?
Right?
I mean, really, like, you don't know. And even, you know, I'm noticing all these things where, like, when I was bent over, I was like, well, there's half my face hanging off of, you know, my bones while I'm bent over. And I mean, because, you know, I'm focused on what I'm doing. I don't care. Like, my bandana had slipped. I mean, I didn't care. Like, I'm just trying to. But being there, I loved it. I mean, I really loved it. I loved good. The. It went by so fast that day. I mean, it went by so incredibly fast. Like, yeah. I can't believe it was 7 hours, you know? I loved it. And I'll just, you know, now that the episode has shown, and maybe not everybody has seen it, but...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. you know, my team goes home on this episode, and that part, that's what I say, I loved every part of it, maybe except for that part, you know? I really wanted to be there a lot longer, and
How many days were you there?
Well, I was there like, they get everybody out there and then, you know, there's like meetings and stuff in terms of just the logistics, you know, the housekeeping things, stuff like that. And so I was out there 5 days, you know, but you know, it's just, you just don't know the unknown, you know, being in then filming and then just not knowing how, you know, all that stuff is going to come across. But, I wish that, I mean, I wanted to show them more. I wanted to show them more of what I was capable of. And even on this episode, I mean, we talked a little bit about this Sunday, is that, because of their limited time and edits and all that, you know, there were so many other things that, just for example, on our team, because I certainly wasn't watching what everybody else was doing, you know, I didn't see their pieces until we were done, but just, you know, you know, the isomalt bowls that Elizabeth made, I mean, they were beautiful. She had actually made some isomalt and broke it up to look like little flower petals. And then she poured another color over it and made it into a bowl. So when you lifted it up, it looked like there was a flower pattern in the bottom of the bowl. I mean, she really is a very, you know, talented sugar artist. And I mean, Brian does cakes. And so he was focused on, you know, the characters and that. And then Elizabeth and I had a lot of those, supporting, you know, things in the project and, you know, the bowls that I made for the spices. And then I made a lot of the flooring with some stepping stones. And then I had to pipe that backboard. And let me tell you, you know, when you're used to piping on a 4-inch cookie and then you now have a 2.5-foot backboard and you're trying to do straight lines, you know, I mean, that was so, but I know again, due to editing, I mean, just like with the other teams, they didn't show, you know, exactly every single thing. The one side of the display, looking at it on the left side, I had made like these 4 steps to look like wood. And, you know, you just didn't see all that. And I used sugar veil on the backboard, you know, on the big doors that were in the back of it. So anyway, it's just, it's a lot of work, but I was really proud of what I did. I will say,
knowing what I know from talking to you, and I get it. They have to have they have to give the other contestants screen time too.
Why?
I don't know, but I wish that they would have shown more of everything that happened, because didn't your table break at one point?
Yeah, poor Elizabeth. She dropped that table. They did show that one big table that I had done that had the legs, and whoever gave me that cookie level, I got it at a cookie con at some point, that little tiny level. I mean, they was so proud of that. But anyway.
I really love that level.
I know. I do too. And but Elizabeth, as she was taking it to the project, you know, the display, she dropped it and it broke like in 3 pieces. And I felt so bad for her. I really did. Like, she immediately looked at me with tears in her and I was like, just hand it to me and let's see if I can fix it, you know? And so we knew, and during a time crunch, that the best way to fix it quickly would be to use like melted chocolate, you know, white chocolate, which is what we did, because it dries faster. Right. So it worked on most of it, but it wouldn't hold the end together. And I was just like, just put it against the wall. I said, grab me an airbrush. So we got an airbrush and I airbrushed some extra brown on it. And quite honestly, I liked it better. And I told her, I go, see, happy accident. Now it looks even more distressed, you know? And it was fine. I mean, it was fine.
I feel like they had one accident already, your show, because the one was the horns.
Oh, yeah.
That one broke. And it was almost like, well, we can't have 2 accidents in one episode. So let's go with this one.
Yeah. No, I mean, he had spent, you know, a lot, it was Charles, and he had spent a lot of time with, you know, working on that sugar stuff. And yeah, and you know as well as I do that, you know, you spend so much time on something and then something snaps for whatever reason, or, you know, it's just, it's sugar. It's, I mean, all of that. You know, when I was trying to take the cookies back, those little bowls, I needed to put them in the dehydrator after I had flooded them so that I could then pipe you know, the designs on them, and just carrying them back to the dehydrator. I'm like, if I trip on anything, you know, I mean, because you just don't know. You just don't know what'll happen. But
yeah. So, sorry, my dog's barking and I keep muting myself so I can yell at her. And I think I'm scaring you when I do that.
I just figured you were talking to somebody else. So like, make that dog be quiet.
So we were talking about this beforehand. There are a lot. This Holiday Wars was the very first where they, you know, had cookie artists on, which is great. I hope that they do more of it because, like I told you earlier, I don't really watch Holiday Wars because there's nothing, it's all cake based, really. And
right. They usually have two cake artists or one cake and two sugar or whatever.
Yeah,
and
or a pumpkin guy or, yeah. So I never really watch those. So I hope that they continue to do it because there were a lot of cookie artists that were on your show.
Yeah. And the third episode will be three more teams of qualifying. So one will obviously have to go home, you know, next Sunday night. And then after that, it goes down to six teams and then it'll be 6, 5, 4, 3, 2 until the final. But the other cookieers that were on there, I mean, well, Rabiha, who, sweetheart that she is, she was going to be our guest tonight, but she is feeling under the weather. So we're going to have her on here another time. She won the show. She won the show that I was on. They did a bull and the Abominable Snowman, which was our episode, was riding a bull. And Charles had made these really cool roses, and her other teammate Bonnie's a really amazing cake artist, and they did a great, they really did. There, it was really, really beautiful. And yeah, the other cookier was Sarah Hemingway, that was on the other team. I can't remember the names of the teams, you know, and then, in the first episode was Ashley from Crumbs Cutters, and, let's see who else was on there. Sweet Evelyn Corey from Sweet Evelyn. That's his business name. Mm-hmm. And then, Anna from Sunday Cookiers, and she's an amazing cookie artist. Her work is really beautiful. And then the next three teams, there's Bunny from Bunny Cakes and Cookies, and, Becky O'Dowd from, Little Birdie, and, what's the next one? And Aaron Davis. And he's actually on, he's awesome. He's a great guy. He's actually on the baking championship right now, that they aired that episode, one of those episodes, right before our episodes came on for Holiday Wars. So
we're going to have to watch that.
Yeah. So he'll be on Sunday night. He's awesome. He's a great guy and he's very talented in a lot of different sugar. All right. So,
well, I'm glad that it's not just, you know, I mean, I enjoy the Christmas cookie challenge or the Halloween cookie challenge. I do enjoy those, but it seems like right now there are so many shows with cookiers on it, and that's great.
No, it is great. It really is. I think it's giving a lot of people a lot of opportunity to be out there and show. And I mean, I feel thrilled that like we're part of the flagship, you know, of cookie. I mean, to be the first cookie artist on there. I mean, I think that's awesome. I hope they'll have some kind of, you know, super challenge down the road or something of all of us, or, I mean, I hope I get to go back at some point. And I don't know, if they were to ask me, like the Christmas cookie challenge, you know, those kinds of things are just you individually, but I did not know my teammates. We don't know our teammates before we, you know, go there. I mean, they decide, you know, which cake artist, which sugar artist, which cookie was on each team. So I didn't know, you know, my teammates, and that, you know, that can be, you know, challenging when you don't know somebody else's work or you don't know how they operate or, you know, and, I mean, they were very nice. And I mean, I'm an extrovert and they were both very, you know, introverted.
I will say your cake artist, my first impression of him was that he's very young.
They're both very young. And Elizabeth, God love her, she had left a 5-month-old baby, you know, I mean,
well, did she?
And with her husband to be there and stuff. And I mean, but she'd been on Halloween Wars before, but she's young. She's a pastry chef at a restaurant resort country club in Arizona. So, and then Breon does a lot of cakes. I mean, for like, he has a different job, but he does, you know, cakes and, like if you look at his social media, it's a lot of like stack cakes and things like that, that he does mm-hmm. really beautiful, like gender reveal and wedding and things like that. But
I think that it would, I wonder what Food Network's process is to find these cake artists and sugar artists and cookie artists. I know you were contacted. I don't know if I can say this, but this isn't the first time you've been contacted.
No.
Was it all through Instagram?
I mean, I'm guessing the very first time I was contacted, it was through Instagram. And I really thought it was like a joke, you know, like it was, you know, spam or something.
Are you one of those Facebook people and go into the cookie groups? Is this for real?
Right. Is this legitimate? And actually made it down to signing a contract, but the dates that they were filming, I already had previous commitments and I couldn't do it. And then they had contacted me again a couple more times. And last year I broke my arm. And, but yeah, they said that they had just been looking at my pictures and, you know, was interested in if I was interested, because the first email I got was, would you be interested in talking about this? You know, and mm-hmm. I said, sure. So, but I will tell you, the staff, the people, so nice. I mean, really, the judges were very nice. The staff that works there, the caterers, the food. I mean, you know, it's a really well run. I started to say well run ship, but it's not really a ship. So, but everybody was really helpful and kind. And, you know, if you needed something that wasn't there, I mean, they would get it for you, you know? So
you do it again.
Yeah, I would
definitely do it. Not as a team. I think that would be the hardest because I'm a control freak. I know you're a control freak, and it's super hard when you are so passionate about what you do to be okay with what other people are doing.
Yeah,
good or bad, you know? So I can imagine what that's like. And I really hope that because, you know, Food Network's been knocking on your door for a while.
If they'll give me my own show. Yeah, that'd be nice.
That would be nice.
I know. Wouldn't that be nice? We'd have so much fun. Like mm-hmm. we'd have so much fun. And
I don't know this about, because the only other show that I can think about that is team based but is just cookies is the Gingerbread Cookie Challenge. And yeah. I don't know if they can pick their teammates. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if they're.
I think there's two different routes to that. I think that if you already have a team, like that you do those kind of things together, because a lot of times it'll be like a bakery shop or something and it's, you know, the two people that work in like the owner and their assistant or whatever. But I also think that sometimes there may be only one person and then they're going through their, you know, they're going through people trying to see, you know, who might, you know, be a good match on there or whatever. So I don't know. I know it seems like on some of those shows, like the team is always like, they've already worked together. Like they're like when you see pairs, I don't know about three people, but like when you see pairs of people, it looks like they've already worked together or they know each other or something.
Can you imagine what we could do if we could pick our own teams?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Because you know some cake people, you know some sugar people, you know, you know, imagine. Maybe we need to like, I don't know, call Food Network.
Let me tell you.
Let me tell you how it should go.
Yeah, I don't know, but I really, it's made me really consider what I want to be when I grow up, you know, and really what I want to do, what direction I want to take. I'm doing a lot of event things now, like a corporate open house, or like I'm doing a big wedding for New Year's Eve, which I'm super excited about because they're going to be really cool cookies and the couple's very nice and it's New Year's Eve. I mean, I think that's exciting. And we came up with a unique design together, her and I. So I'm excited about that and some things in between. And I'm teaching at Fort Wayne at Autumn Carpenter's Place, a Country Kitchen Sweetheart, this Saturday. I'm teaching a holiday class. So I'm very excited about that. I will start baking the cookies today and get ready for, you know, my trip, my 9-hour trip at 8.5. It's under my quota of 10 hours in the car by myself. So I'm good. And guess who I'm going to see on my way back? So I'm going to try to see Carrie from Simple Cutters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because she's up there. And Chef Blake, because, you know, he's only about 2.5 hours from there. So we talked and we're going to try to meet for lunch or something. So
is he on a show? Is he on a Food Network show?
I don't think he has been. He's been on several things. He's been on Sugar Rush. He's been on Food Network. I don't think he's on any of them now currently.
I thought I saw a commercial with upcoming stuff.
Oh, maybe.
I thought I saw him. I could be completely wrong, but I thought I saw him.
That's exciting. Yeah, I'll have to ask him. He's so sweet. He and I we met and we struck up a great friendship and, you know, he helped me at that cookie con and he's just, he's an amazing guy. I don't know. I'll have to ask him if he's on something. Cause it seems like he's always doing something, but he's been in the process of opening a second business place. So yeah. And then hopefully I'll get to see Carrie. And I asked her if she saw her cutters, you know, I mean, her bags on TV. And so I'll have to send it to you. I'll probably post it. She actually got 2 good screenshots. So she was excited and she wrote me last night. And it was like, I said, I took my own bags. So,
yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's not all you took.
What are you talking about? No, they told us, I mean, you know, that if there was some special, you know, tools that we, you know.
Okay.
Cookie tools.
So I think when I think of special tools, I think, oh yeah, I could use my scribe.
Yes, maybe my scribe.
Maybe my favorite paintbrush. How many suitcases of your favorite things did you bring?
I'm not saying. I took 4 big suitcases and 2 carry-ons. I was told that still means 6. So
how many were overweight?
Oh my God. Don't even, I mean, I was just, oh my God, it was crazy. And it wasn't even like, I did take clothes. Cause you know me, I mean, I took, even though I didn't know, because you just never know what you might need. And I took more shoes than I probably needed. And, you know, and then of course my big mirror and all my hair stuff and my makeup and everything. Hey, when they were interviewing, they asked me, they said, do your cookie friends have a nickname for you? And if so, what is it? And I immediately thought of you and I said, it's Extra. And the lady was laughing and she goes, Extra. And I said, because I always have more suitcases than everybody else. I said, but let me tell you, they all come and borrow stuff from me when I'm there. So I don't want to hear it in the future. And she was laughing about it. But anyway, yeah, I just, you know, you just don't know what you might need. So
do you have a takeaway from doing it? Sorry, I put you on the spot.
Yeah, no. I think trying to figure out maybe what you can do to bring out the best in each other, you know, and they didn't show this on TV. But I do think on my team is what I'm speaking about, that we all did get focused on our own parts, you know, although I will say, you know, Elizabeth did a lot of different things being the sugar artist. I mean, she was, making, you know, cookie crumbs from my cookies so that we could dye them to look like spices for the bowls, you know, and she had the isomalt stuff and she was helping Breon with the cake. And I mean, so I think being the sugar artist, you kind of have to, I don't build structural cakes. So that would not have been something I could, but then mm-hmm. I was kind of responsible for the backboard, you know? I mean, it was, but I think really just checking on each other and seeing where you're at. But you know, I mean, and I think a lot of cookiers are like this. I mean, maybe I shouldn't say this. I shouldn't speak for everybody, but, and I may have told this story before. Remember when Angela Nino came and she had her class here and she stayed at my house and you guys came over and all that stuff. We had a blast, right?
Right.
Well, my grandson's birthday was that Sunday and I had signed up for her class on Sunday. So I was going to be late getting to but I got there right as it started. When I'm working on cookies, I don't talk. I know that's hard to believe, but I don't talk unless I'm teaching. You know what I'm saying? But when I'm in a class and I don't talk. And right. several times Angela was walking around and she was like, "You doing okay? You doing good?" And I'm like, "Yeah, uh-huh." And I'm working. So like by the third time she goes, "Oh my God, Cynthia, you're freaking me out." And I go, "What?" And she goes, "Are you okay? Are you upset?" I go, "No." And she goes, "You have talked from the time I got here until now. And I'm teaching class and you're not talking." And I was like, "Oh, I guess I should have told you. I don't talk when I'm working on cookies." She was like, "Oh my God, you should have told me that before." So for me and really trying to focus, like I had to make 24 of these bowls, you know, that had to be the same size. They had to, they were different colors, but they all had to, anyway, I was just very focused and I knew that like that wasn't, I didn't, part of my job was not to build the cake. You know, we each had our own responsibilities. So okay. I think that just, you know, touching base with each other more and saying, "Where are you at? Do you need something?" Because really none of them, and not to sound any other way, but they couldn't help me with cookies, you know? I mean, yeah,
I see what you're saying and I understand what you're saying, but here's my take on it.
Okay.
You want my take on it? Because I'm going to give you my take on it.
Give me your take, Sandra.
It seems like, because I went back when we were at your house, you know, it was the first episode was on and I was not paying attention. And then we watched your episode. And I don't know what the next ones are. When are those coming on?
Do you know? I looked on the schedule and actually my episode's going to be again on Sunday night. It says 7 Eastern. So I'm guessing that's 8:00. And then they'll show the third qualifying round episode right after that. And that's okay. The one that Bunny's on. And so. Mm-hmm.
So in the first one, and I know that you haven't rewatched it either. Mm-hmm.
No. And I was distracted when it was on. So
same. So in the first one, they had the same critique. They had the same, "Why aren't you checking in on each other? Why aren't you helping each other? And my take on it is if that's what's expected of a cookie artist, of a cake artist, I think that it needs to be told to you guys. I think you guys need to get a heads up of, why don't you, if you can help, go help. Or maybe not have just a cookie artist or just a cake artist or just a sugar artist. Maybe have somebody who's more well-rounded and can jump in and help. And I get it. It's a TV show. They want the drama. They want the whatever. They want, you know, whatever. But I feel like that's the, and I don't know because I haven't watched the other ones. I just watched the first two. It feels like that's the complaint on all of these. Why didn't you help? Why can't you, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do. And I think that, like, I can bake cakes and I can decorate cakes. I've just never built a structural mm-hmm. cake with armature. I've done stack cakes. I've done wedding cakes, but armature is a whole different thing, you know? And I felt like, and this is me, and I think maybe part of what you're saying too is cookiers are kind of, it's like I used to work out at the gym and I worked out with a friend of mine who was a fitness bodybuilder. Like that's what she was training for. That is a very individual sport. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think kind of, a lot of what each of us are doing are individual sports, decorating it, being a cake decorator, being a sugar artist, being so, and I know for most of us cookiers, we are used to working alone or, mm-hmm. you know, having one specific part of that we're supposed to do, whatever. So I think that is a huge takeaway is that having more, and maybe not, you know, I'm so focused on, okay, I have to do these things. I have to do this many things. And they were not experienced in cookies. So, I mean, I know they can make them and they've done them before, but you know, that's not their main thing. Right. But for example, on Rabia's team, I mean, Rabia started as a cake, you know, person. Mm-hmm. And she's, you know, I think she's kind of become more noted for cookies because she was on Christmas Cookie Challenge last year. So mm-hmm. She was the designated cookie person, but she did help a lot with the cake, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that, and, you know, and maybe that's what helped them win too, is being, you know, her being able to step in with that and do that. And I got locked into, okay, I have to make 24 of these. And, you know, I mean, I want them to look like, and I have never, like I said, worked so fast in my life. And it was certainly not my favorite of all my piping skills. You know what I mean? But,
I will say that if it were me and I was, whether I did cake or cookies or whatever, and a cake artist came over and was like, here, let me help you, and jumped in, I'd be like, hold on.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hey, wait a minute. And I'd be the same way if you're going to touch my armature, my sculpture, my whatever, that would bother me, because you guys are told you're in charge of the cake. You're in charge of the cookies. So if you're in charge of something and somebody else comes over to help, and let's say you lose because of that, that's crushing, because that's not your work.
Right. Well, no, and exactly. And I mean, it was for me, like the tasting element was a big part. So I, of course, wanted to get them done because we had to make 24 tasting elements, you know? Right. And I think too, you know, as we were going through the process, you know, it was that these are my tasks. This is what Elizabeth was going to do. And then, you know, Brianne was going to build the armature and build the cake around it and stuff. And then the other little pieces that, I don't mean little pieces, but like the eyes and the nose and the scarf and all that, that Elizabeth was going to do. I just felt like in my mind, we all had our own list of tasks, and I'm not used to, it's not like I'm not used to helping people. I help people all the time, you know, but I mean, right. To know that, you know, and at the end we did a little bit just because some stuff happened that we had to kind of go in there and tweak a little bit. But no, that's a really good point. And that's what I mean. I feel like we should have like talked to each other more during the process, of the whole end project, you know, instead of just, I've got to get these, you know, this done. And then I have to do the doors, and then I have to do the backboard, and then, you know. But that's how I think. And that's how I do things. Like I have a list. I know I need to do this first, this, you know, and not everybody works that way. So.
Yeah. I think that it's a high pressure situation. It's a, you know, what has to go into what you're doing to get it done. And, I'm sure tempers can get a little elevated. Sure. It can get feisty in there. But I'm so proud of you for doing it. I can't wait to watch you again.
I'm going to watch with my grandsons. They wanted to see it and they haven't, because it was late and it was, right. But they both, you know, they want to see it. And so we're going to set up a time where I can watch it with them so that
they're going to love it.
They'll get a big kick out of that. I think it's pretty obvious at the end, you know, my last okay was like, I'm so tired.
Was it okay or was it, I know.
I know. Yes. I know. But all in all, I mean, again, I got to spend time with Rabiha, and I got to see Bunny and Heather. And I mean, there was just a lot of people. It was a wonderful experience. And I mean, Channel 41 here locally did a little story on me, which was cool. And
we did.
And, I get to be in a newspaper in a week or so. So that's kind of fun, you know?
That is. Yeah. I was upstairs working. When did that come out? Friday?
Yeah. Did I tell you it was coming on, or?
You did tell me, but I forgot. I was working, you know, I was in the zone of cookies upstairs, and yeah. My husband was home and he's like, hey, your friend's on the news. I go, what? I go, oh, yeah, that's right. She is. So I go down, I go running downstairs, and literally 20 minutes later, I'm like, what? Come on, news. You said next. But yeah, no, you did. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks. Thanks. I mean, I feel good. And I feel good, like I said, about what I did. And hey, it wasn't, I hope I get asked back for something, but you know what? It was a great thing. It was a great thing. I mean,
I'm sure you'll be asked back. I don't see why you wouldn't. It was funny because my friend and neighbor, who I go walking with almost every night, I was telling her, you know, we couldn't walk on Sunday night because I was at your house, and we were talking about it, and she was like, how come you don't go on those things? I'm like, oh, good God.
Actually, I think you'd be pretty funny on there, really. So
I would be, listen, I know I'm funny. No, I'm just kidding.
You are funny.
I would be so worried that an F-bomb would fly out.
Oh, I'm telling you, if they edited so much out of my stuff because you're mic'd up the whole time. I can't tell you how many times I lifted my lapel and and I'm like, sorry, because I just said something terrible, you know? So maybe that's why they didn't show as much of my face, is because they had to edit so much.
Maybe. Or I would yell at the host, can you just move? Can you get out of the way?
Yeah, sorry, I got to go over here and I got to do this.
What is this question right now?
I mean, I was just me. That's the thing. I was just
Maybe me. I would be good TV.
I think you'd be very good TV. I think we would be good TV. I think we should video our podcast is what I think
we should too. That's just another thing for me to do. How about if you figure out YouTube?
And no, I'm not doing that.
See?
But I mean, I was going to tell you something else. What was it? I don't remember. And then in the middle of all this, I had this big wedding anniversary cookie order due. And then Cookie-a-thon was on. And I literally, I was supposed to be on live with Nancy at 6 p.m. And I am pulling in my drive at 5:57.
First of all,
flying in here and I get linked on. And fortunately, she was running about 10 minutes behind. So it worked out fine. So I got live on there and then, but I was so, and then after you left on Sunday, two of my, Sherry and LaWanda stayed and helped me clean up and stuff. And they didn't leave till 1:30. So, yeah, I was a little bit dead on Monday. So, but yeah, it's going to be, I'm going to watch it again and really pay attention this time. Cause I'm sure there's things, cause Blake sent me a picture of the opening thing, which I didn't catch. And it's a screenshot of me in the background licking my lips. So, and he goes, I took this because I was like, what is she looking at? Jeff.
Made you well.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He's actually way cuter in person. I think I said that last time. He looks fine on TV. You know, anyway, they're beautiful. I mean, Artie was beautiful and Shim and Lee was very sweet to me. And yeah. It was nice. So anyway, my little 15 seconds of fame, you know.
Oh, it was a little longer than that.
A little bit.
I can watch yours again too. I think I'm going to do that tonight just to, cause it's different. It's best to just go back and rewatch it. But, yeah, I want to watch it again, but you know what I was impressed about? The fact that I got to your house on Sunday and you
were ready. Hey, if you knew how impressed I was with myself on that, the food was ready, the food was out, I was ready, I was dressed, it was amazing.
Isabel and I were walking up to your porch, and the door was open, you know, you could see in, the storm door was there, and I said to her, I go, don't be shocked if she's not even dressed.
And ta-da, I was. Makeup on, hair fixed. Yeah, wow. I was very proud of myself all day long. I kept thinking, oh, I have lots of time. And I would talk to myself, no, you don't. Stop it. Do not get distracted, squirrel. You need to do that every day. And I had lists. There'd be moments where I was like, oh, well, I have time. No, you don't have time to do that. So just focus on what you need to do. But I was ready and...
And everything was delicious.
Thank you.
You put on a spread.
Thanks. And Sherry Wyrock, yes, I rolled all those little egg rolls myself.
It was delicious. It was really good. I mean, Isabel was like, and then your friend's punch
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah.
Oh my. Okay, I didn't have any, but Isabel said it was. I think she was on her third cup by the end of the night, and I'm like, you need to pace yourself, there, sister.
It was apple cider sangria, which I'm not a big. I don't drink red wine, so I don't like typical sangria. But I've had white sangria at restaurants before, like in the summer, you know. But this was an apple cider, and I even like. I mean, I thought it was good. So yeah,
she said it was delicious. We need to put the recipe out there.
I will. Well, I'll ask her for because somebody else asked me for the egg roll thing, but. Anyway, no, there were lots of people, you know, lots of girlfriends, and it was nice. It was nice to be supported, you know, and yes, I'm going to have to watch it too, because I know there's things that I missed, you know, and I mostly was sitting over there. Like, I think originally I was like sitting behind the bar, you know, like.
That was the funniest thing. You're just like, you go down to the basement because she has a TV that's as big as a wall. And then there's a bar down there, and we go downstairs, and you immediately go behind the bar in a regular sized chair. So I think we could just see you from like the eyes up. Like, oh, she's nervous.
I know, everybody kept saying, are you nervous? I'm like, yes, I'm nervous. Like, I have no idea what's going to be on TV. So,
but I think that once you, it was less than 15 minutes in, you were like, all right. And you came out and you were more comfortable. And
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You did well, my friend. You did well.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So do we have any other cookie news? Is there something coming up, or, I mean, is there any events coming up or anything, or
Thanksgiving?
Okay, yeah, there's that.
No, I don't, I feel like a turd compared to all the shit you got going on.
Yeah, there.
I feel just like a slacker.
No, you have how many dozen cookies this week? Yeah, no.
Well, it's nothing.
Yeah, 10 dozen cookies. I'm about to hyperventilate as she's telling me this, and yeah, I mean, I have a bunch of cookies to bake, but clearly not frost, you know, not ice them, because I'm taking them with me, you know, up there. Mm-hmm. But I do have a couple things when I get back, and then a couple more things. And then I'm doing this, it's an open house for this new business that's opening here in Lee's Summit. I mean, they're open now, and it's they cut granite and marble for kitchen and bathroom countertops, mm-hmm. and stuff. And I went over there. Normally the lady comes here and picks up the cookies. She's been taking some out to prospective clients, you know, and I put their logo on there. And, but just so happened, I said, I'm going to be out running around. I'll drop them off. And I went by there, and oh my gosh, their showroom is fabulous. And she said, if you ever want to have like a cookie class in here, remember that other place that I used to do it over on Mission? It's like that, only, you know, it's brand new. I mean, and it's in Lee Summit. So, anyway, I was like, I may take you up on that. So, it's a nice place, but they're having a grand opening and ribbon cutting, and they want like 300 cookies. So, but it's November 30th. So it's the week after, and I'm being very careful about, like, I'd love to say yes to a lot of things, but I also know what I can actually accomplish in a week without, not getting any sleep whatsoever. But I have quite a bit of vacation time left this year, and I'm going to start using it. I'm having Thanksgiving here on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. for all of my family, my brother's family, my mom. So there'll be about 22 of us here, I think. So that'll be fun. So
plus we got your dough sheeter.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Amazing.
The best, right?
Yeah. Sandra, we made this whole plan. Sandra was going to come over and help me put it together. And so we unwrap it, we carry it in. It's heavy as
it is very heavy.
I'll get out.
It's one of those Estellas, which is ridiculously heavy. And it's a lot heavier than mine.
Well, it was funny because I kept thinking there was all this we have to do to it. And we get it unwrapped, and Sandra goes, well, this isn't like mine. We just got to plug this in. So we plugged it in and it worked. So.
Yeah, it was easy breezy.
Yeah, except the time I put too much dough in there, but you know.
Well, you know, you got to learn. Have yeah. you, here's the big question.
Yeah.
Have you played with your new toy?
Yeah, I have. And I actually,
oh, no.
No, I mean, I need to go through my library of classes in The Colorful Cookie. And so I bought a Cricut, what was it called? Cricut Joy Plus.
Cricut Joy Plus or Cricut or Extra, which would make sense. But
I got it to cut, like, so there's a, you, I just, I, and I do better. I need to have Nancy come up here and show me. I just do better when somebody just shows me how to do stuff, you know? Yeah. I got it set up. I got the logo in there. It printed off, like, so it prints off a template first so that it, but somehow I'm doing a step wrong because it needs the template in there when you put your acetate or whatever in there too. And I don't know. Anyway, the good news is the template allowed me to take an X-Acto knife and cut out the logo. So I improvised.
Well, that's good.
Yes. And it works fine. Like, oh, the cookies are gone. I had one left and Sarah and baby John came by today and he snagged it. Treat. Yes. I have a cookie for you. But I talked to Rebecca and she's making me a full stencil. Cause I hand pipe the name on there and yeah. You know, that's pretty easy for me to do was the name. And, it was just these triangles. And the first time I had done them, I had flooded them, but I mean, it was a lot of cookies and I didn't. So anyway, just swiping the ice, it's very crisp. And I did a good job of cutting it with X-Acto knife, if I do say so myself, because it's very pointy and I got in the point. I mean, it's perfect, but it would be really nice then to just like airbrush the name, you know, on mm-hmm. there or even swipe it too at the same time. But it has some bridges. Anyway, that's the whole thing. I wouldn't have been able to do that on the Cricut anyway. I was just hoping to have the Cricut cut the triangles for me, but.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to put this out there. You know, Nancy Westfall is now done with Cookie-a-thon.
Yeah, so she just needs to come up here
back to Kansas City. We can have a sleepover at your house and learn how.
She can teach us how to use it. You know.
Yes, and then I will get one.
I mean, I'm bummed because I need to spend time with it, but I just don't have time to to do that right now. But
maybe in January when things slow down.
Okay.
Okay. Your January doesn't slow down. Mine does.
No, I've already got some things. I got something booked in April of next year. So
I'm a turd.
No. I'm putting this out here in the university. I'm really trying to find, I really want to try and find a place that has a commercial kitchen. I don't want a retail shop because I don't want to do that, but yeah. I want a place where I can bake lots of cookies at one time, as opposed to my poor oven. I've only lived here 3.5 years and I've already gone through one igniter. So, but a place that also has a space where I could have a class in there if I wanted, or do a pop-up once a week. You know what I just want to, and then it would be easier for me because I like doing these bigger events. Like, I really do like, you know, doing a large order. I mean, that's just, I don't know. I like that. So anyway, we'll see. I'm putting it out there. I've been telling anybody that will listen. I mean, I wish I could buy Rebecca's plate, but it's too far, Rebecca. It's in Olathe.
I was just going to say, you know, this place that you're talking about sounds like it would be perfect up here.
I'm not, that's too far, Sandra. So
no, listen, when you have guests that fly in, to help teach or to teach in your space
that's
in the future, it's only a 15-minute drive instead of 45 or an hour. I'm telling you, you need to be up here.
Well, the North is growing. And a lot, I mean, I'm telling you, I don't know. I want to have some place that would be, I mean, I've said this to you before. I want a place where I can just go upstairs and go to bed at night, but that's like few and far between. So, and I do like my house, so I don't know.
It's always nice to like a house.
I mean, yeah, no, I do. I like my, I mean, you know, yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, it's good seeing you.
It was good seeing you too, dear. And thanks again for being here Sunday and your support. And I promise next time, people, on episode 41, we won't just talk about me. I'm sorry.
Oh, are you kidding me? That's a big deal. You're our Food Network star.
It's so funny. I got so many messages that night from people. A lot of people I haven't even talked to in a long time, like messaged me through Instagram or text. And it was like, oh my God, I had no idea you were going to be on there. And people were like, I know that person. I've talked to her. I've been to cookie classes. And that's cool. You know?
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's been nice. It's been nice. Well, I hope that you have a good rest of your week and get your 10 dozen cookies done.
Oh, they'll be done.
And I'll be back, I think. I'm going to try to leave Sunday. Like I said, meet Blake and see Carrie. So I may not get back till Monday at some point. I may stay somewhere along the way. I don't want to drive, you know, be driving
as well.
Midnight or 1 a.m. That's just silly. Yeah. So since I don't have to go to the office Monday.
Lucky you.
I know.
Well, drive safe. Have a good class. Tell Autumn I said hi.
I will. I will. I guess for anybody that lives in that area or knows somebody, I'm telling you, I mean, if you want, I'd love to have you in my class, but if you've never been there, you need to go because it's like the Lowe's of, you know, or Home Depot of cookie and cake decorating. Mm. I love that shop. Okay. I love it. Just, I mean, anything you could want is in there. It's awesome.
You might have to get a list ready.
You should. I mean, I know you can do it online, but then I could just bring it back with me. So.
Ooh, I'll go look.
Nice. And there's Venmo. So, you know, there's that.
Perfect.
And thank you again for the lovely flowers that you brought me Sunday. That was very sweet.
No problem. Anytime.
There are my darling. I love you too. Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to us. And I hope you watch the episode and watch all of our cookie friends that are on there.
Yeah.
So, and hopefully we'll get Rabiha on here. You know, she's obviously moved forward. So when they have the next episode that she's in, maybe we can have her on after that.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you. See you guys later. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye.